This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy. Hello everybody and welcome to Well, 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 brought to you live every Tuesday by the Victorian AIDS Council from midday. Here on Well, 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 we discuss topics related to sex, health and well-being in our gender and sexually diverse community. My name is Jessie and today my co-host is Carlos.
Hello, Jessie.
How you doing, Carlos?
I'm all right.
Yeah, feeling all right on the paneling?
Oh, yeah. You know, a bit rusty, but I'm getting there.
That's okay. You'll get there. Thanks to Derek for the news and for the morning show.
And this weekend, of course, was Midsummer Carnival. What an amazing day, wasn't it?
It was pretty good. It was so hot, though.
I was sweating
my balls off up there. It was it was sweaty. Let's put it that way, okay? And it was hot. But we did manage to distribute a lot of stuff.
And, yeah, we actually distributed 1,500 show bags, I think it was.
Exactly. So it was a really busy month. And we do have a couple of events that we are going to mention. But I did have a lot of fun because after the tent, I went into the tea dance and started giving out condoms. So, which was funny because you had some people that really wanted the condoms and they were like, yes, give it to me. And then some guys were like, oh no, I don't use condoms. So that was quite interesting because it was almost like a peer pressure thing. If one guy took a condom, then all of them would. But then if one guy didn't, then they kind of shied away from it. So,
well, it is as well, you know, probably has to do with new technology coming out as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So different types of prevention methods. So that's probably had an influence on it too. So one of the first things I would just like to mention to our listeners is that tonight we have a hypothetical. And after the success of last year's Midsummer Hypothetical, MJ Loves Tina, Charlie's Chasing Harry, if you guys remember that one, we've got another one coming up. And this year's moderator is comedian Adam Richards joining us to facilitate 2022 A Queer Odyssey. So if you guys are around tonight, we will be talking a little bit more about those details. So Carlos, it isn't your first Midsummer Festival. Is there any event you're particularly looking forward to?
I think Pride March. Pride March is really interesting.
Why is that?
Well, you see people that you haven't seen in ages.
Yeah, they in the community.
And it's a really nice day.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to be hot.
Yeah. I have to say my favourite are the dykes on bikes because they just look so badass and I just really want a bike for myself.
And for our show today, we have some very special guests, OJ and David from the Real Meat Exhibition. Red Meat Exhibition, which has already started. And I heard really good things about it.
Indeed.
So, as well as Rogan Richards and Kia from Company of Men.
That's right. So, stay tuned if you want to get in on the conversation and let us know what you're looking forward to. Or perhaps you want to ask our guests on air some questions yourself. Please just SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
Hello, everyone. This is Well, 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 and you're listening to Joy 94.9. First, a special welcome to OJ from the Red Meat Exhibition. How are you?
I'm going good. It's a lovely day, and we're inside, but I can still see it.
I know, it's good, right? But it's nice to be inside the studio here. So you are from the Red Meat Exhibition. Could you please share with our listener just a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I am one of the main men behind the arts collective Rough and Tumble, which is a kind of a collective of interdisciplinary artists that kind of work with very organic ideas and concepts in art making through performance, through the visual arts and music. So I'm now working with David Lee Pereira, who is the kind of the magical painter and drawer behind the Red Meat Exhibition, and we're bringing together lots of people from diverse backgrounds who are all living with HIV, so women, people, different ethnicities of different socioeconomic standings, and kind of non-binary gender, and bringing them all together and exploring what the face of HIV is. So the diversity of these experiences that people have, in a way of kind of almost de-shaming.
Okay.
What it is.
Yeah, well, let's kind of go back and say, like, what is the Red Meat exhibition actually about?
So Red Meat is an exhibition of installation, performance and portraiture that all explores the motifs of blood. So it's basically 20 amazing paintings and drawings of these people living with HIV in a room that is basically painted blood red from the floor to the ceilings, and as well as the various installation pieces based around blood.
Yeah. And how did you get involved with this exhibition in the first place?
So the amazing curator at Off the Curb Gallery, which is where we're showing, Sheeny, kind of put Dave and I together and said, we want you to make an exhibition together because you've got such different styles, but you want to see how you can consolidate your work. So we started out looking at the ideas of painting empty spaces and exploring empty spaces, and we kept hitting all these hurdles and we weren't really inspired by something, and we just went, fuck it, and realized that David had just been diagnosed with HIV probably 6 months earlier, very suddenly, as it always is, and we went, nah, we're going to do something that actually is quite real for us, and we started exploring David's HIV diagnosis and moved on from there and ended up becoming about our wider community and how so many different people are underrepresented in HIV.
So would you say that, I guess, the diagnosis would have been a kickstart for the inspiration behind curating this exhibition?
Absolutely, because when we went into it, David had literally just been diagnosed 6 months earlier and didn't know much of what was happening, and it came as a massive shock, and he kind of wasn't one of these amazing people who are educated about HIV and kind of came into, because it came in really cold. Whereas I've come from a background where I have a lot more understanding of HIV and kind of medically and socially and culturally. So we started working together as a way of him to he's a catharsis to work his way through his diagnosis and find a positive, excuse the pun, way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great. So obviously David isn't the only one involved. How many participants have you got?
So off the top of my head, I can't give you an exact number, but I think we've been working with, I think 11 people have kind of shared their time and their love and their honesty with us in putting together this exhibition.
Okay, and how did you go about recruiting them?
Through all means. We've gone from everything from people we know to people we've met on Scruff to working with Living Positive Victoria, finding their Positive Speakers Bureau, and just putting calls out to places like Tim. And through Straight Arrows, which is the heterosexual arm of Living Positive Victoria. And through all these different avenues, we found a really rich, diverse combination of people. Because it's been these people who come from more diverse backgrounds that we've found really amazing, rich stories. Whereas, 75% of people with HIV in Australia are gay men. But there's been these amazing things where we've chatted to transgender people or women who have very intersecting identities and already are facing large degrees of marginalisation, and how that affects their HIV status, especially with women who don't live in a culture of education like we do as gay men.
Yeah, and so you obviously, it's not just gay men who are part of this exhibition, it covers heterosexuals, women and trans people as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good to hear. So if people did rock up to the Red Meat exhibition, what could they expect when they walk in?
A very slight discomfort and shock, which is really nice. As you walk into the space, you walk through a beautiful white gallery full of street art and walk into the back gallery, and it hits you like a ton of bricks. It is a very striking space we've used. We've put in hours and hours and hours of work to transform the space into this installation that evokes this really strange sense of absolute discomfort as with the use of the motif of red and blood so much, whilst at the same time, as you kind of stand in there, it becomes really warm and comforting almost. It's it feels like the inside of something lovely.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get there.
Hmm. Is there any information online that you can actually go and have a look?
Absolutely. If you go to the Off the Curb website, which is offthecurb.com.au,
yeah.
There's all the information on our exhibition there, as well as our opening dates and all the other fun stuff that you need to know. And it's a free exhibition as well, so you can just wander in, chat to us. We'll be really lovely and we'll tell you lots of beautiful stories.
Great. Well, we'll be back for more chat with OJ, but just a quick plug of venue location and times it's open so our listeners could go check it out.
Yes. So the Red Meat is at Off the Curb Gallery, which is 66B Johnson Street in Collingwood, right near the corner of Wellington and Johnston. And it's open from nowish until the 29th, from Thursday to Sundays from 12 till 6.
Great.
Joy 94.9.
And this is Well, 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 and you're listening to Joy 94.9. I slipped on that one. Sorry. We are back here with OJ and talking about the Red Meat exhibition. So, OJ, what is it that you're trying to convey through this exhibition?
We're trying to convey the diversity of the lived experience of HIV, because as we've moved through this project, we found there's so many different ways people experience stigma. There's so many different ways people find connection and love through HIV, and it kind of got to this point where it seemed so silly to try and generalize all of this, and that's what it became about. It's about showing this diversity and showing the human element of HIV. I feel like through so much advocacy, we look at numbers and we look at transmission rates and we look at these statistics, and we forget that it's thousands and thousands of people who all have thousands and thousands of different individual lives. And for us, it's about empowering these people and supporting them so that they can be the best they can be. And all the people we're working with are people who are wanting to be ambassadors, wanting to be advocates on behalf of HIV and show what healthy living with HIV is.
Yeah. It sounds like you're really bringing the experience to the number. You know, it's not just a statistic or a number. It's actually an individual who has a life and has all the same, you know, issues that you would, if not another layer. But how do you think stigma has changed over the past 30 years? And do you think as a community or as a country, there's been progress made?
I'll start by saying something which we've discovered through this exhibition that was really important, that HIV stigma was crafted and created through the 80s to protect us. HIV stigma made us use condoms. It decreased our promiscuity. It stopped us from transmitting as fast, but it also crushed and destroyed and isolated so many communities. And as things like TASP and PrEP and greater condom usage and understanding of HIV has increased, and this kind of transmission has began to decrease at the end of the AIDS epidemic, we've been left with this crippling stigma that is actually now a problem, because in Australia people don't die of HIV or AIDS, but they do die of suicide and related issues to HIV. So, and that's kind of where we're going now with things like the Enough campaign, and VAC as well doing amazing work in kind of ending stigma alongside Living Positive. That's what it's come down to. So I feel like stigma is now much more of an issue as it is, because it has no positive aspects anymore. Where stigma has protected us and was, as horrible as it is, necessary in those first couple of years, and that quarantine behaviour is what reduced these numbers, but now it needs to end. And that's, I don't think the stigma has changed. I feel like we've always had the same fear and the same ignorance, but now it's just horrible and mean and unnecessary.
And obviously you feel that we have made progress in terms of biomedical prevention.
Yes.
And treatments and prevention, but the stigma is still looming over our heads in a way. And what is it that you think that the viewer would get out of this exhibition?
I think it's really hard to think that someone is dirty or unclean or unsafe or a walking virus when you see their face. And you see them smile and you see them tell you about the weather, or you see them tell you about the things that they love. It's hard to be stigmatic against someone who you love. And when you do it, it's so much easier to kind of disengage all of that. So this exhibition is about showing you that, and showing you all these people who are living their lives in the face of HIV and just doing it brutally, like just going, this is my life, I'm great, I'm doing things and I'm happy for most of the time of my life. And that's what it is for us, is disempowering that stigma, or disempowering the people's ability to express stigma.
Yeah. And what was your experience working on this exhibition, and obviously these people living with HIV? Is there anything particular that you learnt that you weren't aware of before, or that you'd really want the community to know about?
Hugging people is amazing. No, it's
hugs.
it's been really humbling to sit down and talk to people about HIV. And when we do an interview, we sit down for a good solid 4 or 5 hours. Like, it's a big lengthy discussion. And one of the big things I've learned, especially as someone who is not living with HIV, as someone who's HIV negative, is just to be humbled and to let people tell their stories, and that we don't need to craft someone's story or push in the right direction, that all these people have these experiences and all they need to do is tell them, and that human element is enough to push that driving force of the exhibition home.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, OJ. I think that's all we've got time for. Could you just plug that website one more time so that our listeners could go check it out if they wanted to know more?
So it's off the curb, so O-F-F, the, T-H-E, curb, K-E-R-B, .com.au.
Great. Thank you so much, OJ.
We'll
be right back.
Me.
Absolutely. And we will be coming back with Company of Men.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We are back in the studio with Rogan and Kia today, two artists commissioned by VAC to be involved in the Company of Men exhibition. Carlos, do you want to tell our listeners what the exhibition is actually all about?
Well, the exhibition is about masculinity, exploring masculinity in the whole GLBTI community, the different understandings of masculinity that people might have. That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
But why don't we ask our guests?
Yeah. We do have
what
our
Carlos
guests
said.
Here. Yeah, what Carlos said. And I think it's really just masculinity has a very, sometimes in the world, has a bit of a blanket definition, and I think this exhibition is using art to explore what masculinity means through the lens of a gay, bisexual, or trans man, which is going to be really interesting. But our first guest today is Rogan. How are you, Rogan?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Do you want to please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you normally do outside of COM?
I'm pretty lucky to be myself as a full-time career, which encompasses photography, which is why I'm in the room today, video editing, filmmaking, writing, bodybuilding, online coaching, performance art, and in between all that, I fill the gaps by being a rent boy.
A rent boy?
Yep, escort.
Nice. I like it.
Before we continue, a little bit of background in regards to our involvement in Company of Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Oh, I suppose.
Well, you know, Jesse runs the Stain Negative campaign for VAC, and I run Down and Dirty for VAC as well. So we're part of the health promotion, and when we received the proposal of sponsoring Company of Men, of course, we were very excited to get involved. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to artists from the community to actually explore masculinity, but also different topics that had to do with health promotion or sexual health,
if
that's
you want. Right.
So,
Yeah, so with Rogan, exactly, like let's give Rogan some time, right? Well, exactly, so we commissioned six pieces per artist, and so Rogan, you produced six pieces of art. Can you explain what your inspiration behind the different pieces were?
I'm completely inspired by pop culture, and especially the 80s, and most of my art and what I do stems from me wanting to have fun. And then entertain myself, and then by doing that, entertain others. Obviously, I was given six themes, and I drew on my experience as a gay man and my opinion about those themes to fuel the ideas behind what, you know, the images that people will see when they go to the Company of Men.
Yeah, and do you want to list those six themes for us?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. HIV stigma, PrEP, ideal body image, viral load,
Masculinity,
and sexual discrimination.
Sexual discrimination.
That's right. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. I've seen Rogan's pieces. I got a little sneak peek at them, and they are awesome.
Thank you.
So it's pretty exciting that they're up there. You guys should really check them out.
Mm. So, what messages, indeed, you were trying to convey from these, because you're talking about, of course, your experience as a gay man.
Sure. I won't tell you what the message was for me.
Yeah.
I don't like telling people what my art is or what it's meant to be.
Mm.
I had a definite idea or concept behind why I did the images I did. But I've shown some of those images to five different friends and they've gone, oh, so that means this. And they said five different things. I think especially something like this kind of exhibition, it's great to have to provoke thought and conversation. So the last thing I want to do is box my image in. And if someone sees something completely different in it, then great.
Yeah, I think that's the whole idea, though, isn't it? Can use art to... art can be interpreted in so many different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is there to facilitate discussion, and it's not like, okay, this is the experience you're supposed to get when you look at this piece of art. I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
I agree.
So what was your experience creating these pieces of art?
Like physically or artistically? Or
just all in all, like, was it emotional? I don't know, like,
Look, firstly, massive thank you to VAC for giving me this opportunity. A lot of people in the community think I'm just a meathead who's gotten where I am by getting my dick out. And I did get where I am by getting my dick out, and I'm proud of it. But it's just great to be able to show that there's more to me than just my cock. And Damien Hines, who, correct me if I'm wrong, Carlos, was the one who suggested me to you?
There were a couple of suggestions, so
But you chose me, thank you. Creatively, even though sometimes my art seems messy, it either I get an idea straight away and I follow it through, or it's a last-minute thing. Like, some of these images, I had different ideas, but I just couldn't. And then, like, the day before I was meant to shoot it, I would go, no, that's what I need to do. And then I'm running around like a headless chicken trying to organize it. But overall, it was, like, a great experience and a lot of fun.
Which take us to the challenges. What were your biggest challenges?
And be honest, you know, it's okay.
here we go. The biggest challenge was trying to approach the transgender community to be in the ideal body image. Image I did. The idea, which I'm happy to tell you about because it's not going to happen, was a locker room with a bunch of images of 80s muscle men and jocks covering a locker and a transgender person naked sitting there. What I was going to try and do is get some sort of athletic guy but then has a vagina. Not a Virginia, which was autocorrected in the very public conversation that I had with Jez Pez. And it was all about ideal body image coming from within. I'm not saying, like, look at me. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wanting to be muscular or wanting to look like a certain type. But I think it's more important that we accept who we are. And then if you want to be skinny, be skinny. If you want to be fat, be fat. If you want to be muscular, be muscular. But the main thing is ideal body image has to come from within. And if you don't like your body image, change it. If you do like it, be proud of it and own it. I approached a few transgender people and just got back. Just really negative comments.
Yeah.
Which was... It was really disappointing because I think that image would have been really good. I just got back negativity and hatred, basically.
Mm. Well, that is unfortunate. I think in every circumstance, we'll have to look at both sides of the story. And unfortunate that you had that experience.
It was plastered all over Facebook so people can have a look for themselves.
Yeah. And it is a shame that you had a negative experience, but I'm sure it's all a learning process.
Oh, and can I say one transgender person did contact me and say, I did nothing wrong. And that, you know what I mean? I know I'm generalizing right now.
Yeah, of course.
And it was a certain person that I think had something against me and used our community and his sexual identity as a weapon against me.
And I don't think the transgender community as a whole
dislikes
you in any way at all. But
as far as the biggest challenge, that was a massive slap in the face.
Yeah.
Look, this is why we're doing what we're doing, creating images to actually create conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
So have conversation, frank conversations, and that's what we're going for.
Yeah, and we really appreciate you being honest and sharing your experience. So thanks
for that. If anyone knows me,
they
know.
Yeah. but we are looking forward to seeing your art pieces as well as your live show and the opening, which we will mention later. And this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
Well, 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 on Joy 94.9. We are back in the studio with Rogan and Kia today, two artists commissioned by VAC to be involved in the Company of Men exhibition. Carlos, do you want to tell our listeners what the exhibition is actually all about?
Well, the exhibition is about masculinity, exploring masculinity in the whole GLBTI community, the different understandings of masculinity that people might have. That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
But why don't we ask our guests?
Well, we do have our guests here. Yeah, what Carlos said. And I think it's really just masculinity has a very, sometimes in the world, has a bit of a blanket definition. And I think this exhibition is using art to explore what masculinity means through the lens of a gay, bisexual, or trans man, which is going to be really interesting. But our first guest today is Rogan. How are you, Rogan?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Do you want to please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you normally do outside of comm?
I'm pretty lucky to be myself as a full-time career, which encompasses photography, which is why I'm in the room today, video editing, filmmaking, writing, bodybuilding, online coaching, performance art. And in between all that, I fill the gaps by being a rent boy.
A rent boy?
Yep, escort.
Nice. I like it.
Before we continue, a little bit of background in regards to our involvement in Company of Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Oh, I suppose.
Well, you know, Jesse runs the Stain Negative campaign for VAC, and I run Down and Dirty for VAC as well. So we're part of the health promotion, and when we received the proposal of sponsoring Company of Men, of course, we were very excited to get involved. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to artists from the community to actually explore masculinity, but also different topics that had to do with health promotion or sexual health,
if that's you want. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so with Rogan, exactly, like, let's give Rogan some time, right? Well, exactly, so we commissioned six pieces per artist, and so Rogan, you produced six pieces of art. Can you explain what your inspiration behind the different pieces were?
I'm completely inspired by pop culture, and especially the 80s, and most of my art and what I do stems from me wanting to have fun, and then entertain myself, and then by doing that, entertain others. Obviously, I was given six themes, and I drew on my experience as a gay man and my opinion about those themes to fuel the ideas behind what, you know, the images that people will see when they go to the Company of Men.
Yeah, and do you want to list those six themes for us?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. HIV stigma, PrEP, ideal body image, viral load,
masculinity.
It was sexual discrimination.
Sexual discrimination.
That's right. Yeah, correct. Yeah. I've seen Rogan's pieces. I got a little sneak peek at them, and they are awesome.
Thank you.
So it's pretty exciting that they're up there. You guys should really check them out.
Mm. So what messages, indeed, you were trying to convey from these? Because you're talking about, of course, your experience as a gay man.
Sure. I won't tell you what the message was for me.
Yeah.
I don't like telling people what my art is or what it's meant to be. Mm. I had a definite idea or concept behind why I did the images I did. But I've shown some of those images to five different friends, and they've gone, oh, so that means this. And they said five different things. I think especially something like this kind of exhibition, it's great to have, to provoke thought and conversation. So the last thing I want to do is box my image in. And if someone sees something completely different in it, then great.
Yeah, I think that's the whole idea, though, isn't it? Can use art to... Art can be interpreted in so many different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is there to facilitate discussion, and it's not like, okay, this is the experience you're supposed to get when you look at this piece of art. I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
I agree.
So what was your experience creating these pieces of art?
Like physically or artistically? Or
just all in all, like, was it emotional? I don't know, like...
Look, firstly, massive thank you to VAC for giving me this opportunity. A lot of people in the community think I'm just a meathead who's gotten where I am by getting my dick out. And I did get where I am by getting my dick out, and I'm proud of it. But it's just great to be able to show that there's more to me than just my cock. And Damien Hines, who, correct me if I'm wrong, Carlos, was the one who suggested me to you?
There were a couple of suggestions, so
But you chose me, thank you. Creatively, even though sometimes my art seems messy, it either I get an idea straight away and I follow it through, or it's a last-minute thing. Like, some of these images, I had different ideas, but I just couldn't. And then, like, the day before I was meant to shoot it, I would go, no, that's what I need to do. And then I'm running around like a headless chicken trying to organize it. But overall, it was, like, a great experience and a lot of fun.
Which take us to the challenges. What were your biggest challenge?
And be honest, you know, it's okay.
here we go. The biggest challenge was trying to approach the transgender community to be in the ideal body image. Image I did. The idea, which I'm happy to tell you about because it's not going to happen, was a locker room with a bunch of images of 80s muscle men and jocks covering a locker and a transgender person naked sitting there. Sort of what I was going to try and do is get some sort of athletic guy, but then has a vagina, not a Virginia, which was autocorrected in the very public conversation that I had with Jez Pez. And it was all about ideal body image coming from within. I'm not saying, like, look at me. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wanting to be muscular or wanting to look like a certain type. But I think it's more important that we accept who we are. And then if you want to be skinny, be skinny. If you want to be fat, be fat. If you want to be muscular, be muscular. But the main thing is ideal body image has to come from within. And if you don't like your body image, change it. If you do like it, be proud of it and own it. I approached a few transgender people and just got back. Just really negative comments. It was really disappointing because I think that image would have been really good. I just got back negativity and hatred, basically.
Well, that is unfortunate. I think in every circumstance we'll have to look at both sides of the story, and unfortunate that you had that experience.
It was plastered all over Facebook so people can have a look for themselves.
And it is a shame that you had a negative experience, but I'm sure it's all a learning process.
Oh, and can I say, one transgender person did contact me and say I did nothing wrong, and that, you know what I mean, so I don't, I know I'm generalizing right now.
Yeah, of course.
And it was
a
certain person that I think had something against me,
yeah,
and used our community and his sexual identity as a weapon against
me. Exactly, and I don't think the transgender community as a whole
dislikes
you in any way at all.
But as far as the biggest challenge, that was a massive slap in the face.
Yeah.
Look, this is why we're doing what we're doing, creating images to actually create conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
So have conversation, frank conversations, and that's what we're going for.
Yeah, and we really appreciate you being honest and sharing your experience. So
if anyone knows me,
they
know.
Yeah. But we are looking forward to seeing your art pieces as well as your live show and the opening, which we will mention later.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9. Our next guest is Kia, who is also an artist commissioned by VAC for the Company of Men exhibition. Kia, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Hi, thank you very much.
And could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what you do outside of the Company of Men exhibition?
Okay, I am from Iran, and recently I finished my university. After 3 years, I finished a film degree. It was quite good and rewarding. And aside from that, when I finished my university, I decided to go for a travel to Northern Rivers, which I really love. This is a place that I really want to be. It's quite inspiring. I just got back from my journey. I spent 1 month there. Quite magical. And to to bring that culture back here a little bit and mix it to my Melbourne life. And this is what I'm going through, and establishing my next exhibition, hopefully. I'm thinking about it. I'm working on that currently.
Cool.
And, yep, it was quite rewarding there.
Yeah.
I also, beside other skills, I started to learn about ceramic and clay.
Yeah.
And also about native trees, wheat trees, what is harmful for the forest, what is helpful for this community, or all sort of stuff.
Well, you're currently doing. Well, that's great. So
you also produce six images for, you were commissioned to produce six images for VAC.
That's right.
For the Company of Man exhibition.
True.
What was your inspiration there?
Well, one day I was sitting in a cafe in Abbotsford, where I actually used to work, and I started to open this image and work on it in a different way, but in the same time I was thinking and admiring the artist that I was really always loved. Recently, actually, I got to know, like, a couple of years. Her name is Shirin Neshat, which I really adore. Shirin Neshat is a really great artist from Iran who lives in New York at the moment, and she actually recognized herself as an artist living in exile, and I can quite have empathy with that feeling, which I actually, what I feel.
Yeah.
Can you explore that a little bit more, just in terms of, has this got something to do with you coming from Iran and as a queer man's sexuality and identity?
That's right. I have been working, volunteering with this organization called RIQR, Iranian Queer Railroad for Queer Refugees, and to help people coming out, to help people get resettlement on the other countries, how to be safe when you get out of Iran, and how to get out of trouble, or how to deal with family, or how family deal with their queer children. And all that led to some problem while the Green Movement of Iran was happening. All this joined together, emerged together, and I had to leave Iran less than 4 days without even saying much goodbyes. I didn't know what's going to happen. And I contacted the organization that I was working with, and I ended up also being one of the refugees that I've been working with. And I couldn't believe it, what's happening.
Yeah.
Quite a big story, actually.
Yeah, of course. And do you think this experience of, which is obviously very far removed from a country like Australia, where I guess gay men here have it very lucky, where they don't have to worry about, I mean, obviously there is always going to be a level of, you know, discrimination, but on a very different scale to what
you've
experienced.
That's very true. That's very true. It's uncomparable. I would say how I miss my family, how I miss walking by this river in my city, how I miss the smells, how I miss hugging my family and my friends and hanging out with them. That's what I really, really miss. And I didn't choose this path, but I am lucky to be here. And thank you, Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah. And what would you say about queer men's sexuality, your experience, and especially here in Melbourne now?
It's queer men's sexuality. That's, I'm trying to, all right, let's say queer men's sexuality, I'm going to a little bit expand it to the whole world, queer men's sexuality, not only in Melbourne. Melbourne is great. But there is a problem. There is a problem in queer society. I'm not going to compare it to the heterosexual or homosexual. No, let's forget about it. Let's put aside the other sexualities. But in queer society, we are having problem with each other, unfortunately. with other genders. We don't know other gender sexuality and identities. We don't respect enough to each other. We don't try to even educate each other or to get together as like queer people, because we actually did this together ages ago. But we are apart from each other. Wherever we go, only men allowed. Only women allowed. What do you mean, transsexual? What do you mean, positive? What do you mean, negative? All these issues, unfortunately. I hope I'm seeing it's fading away, but it's very slow. That's my experience.
Yeah.
I totally have to back you up on that.
Yeah. Thank you for
all
sharing
the
that.
Negative stuff I've gotten is from the within the queer community.
Yeah. Well, maybe this can be a little bit of a wake up call for people to kind of address your own internalized stigma that, you know.
That's really true.
Maybe we can address. And do you think that your experience has influenced, you know, your art in a way?
Oh, that's totally. That's why I'm in Company of Men. And I'm really. First of all, I want to thank you. Of this organization, Victorian AIDS Council, to give me this opportunity to speak. These six pieces of art that I've been working with for the last 6 months, let's say, I put it in this, I didn't know what I should do with it, and then Victorian AIDS Council gave me this road. I said, great, this is the opportunity to have something to say.
Yeah.
These arts are, I know Company of Men is about men and masculinity and discovering the masculinity. My art has muscle in it, but it's not about masculinity.
Yeah.
It's mainly about being queer and being, living with your imagination and with your emotions other than other things.
Yeah.
So I emerged this art with ancient Persian poetries. I will translate them soon. It's under process to put it under each pieces. They are... I won't go really through the details. What is it about? It's about... Yes, it's about six different emotions.
Yeah.
In queer society... And this is how, yeah, we will see. Yeah.
We'll see, exactly. So I have personally had had a chance to have a peek at Kia's work, and I think they're absolutely beautiful. But unfortunately, that's all we have time for today, guys. If you want to come and check it out yourself, come to the Company of Men exhibition. But can I just say a very big thank you to both Rogan and Kia for coming in to talk about the Company of Men exhibition, as well as OJ to talk about Red Meat. We'll be right back after this, but we are going to roll through.
Yeah, we are, because we're running a little bit
Out of
time.
Well,
so tonight we are running a hypothetical, a queer odyssey. What information do you have about that,
Jessie? Well, I did mention it earlier quickly, but just to recap on a couple of events we've got, 7 p.m. tonight at the Deakin Edge in Fed Square. So we've got comedians, politicians and community leaders, which we are going to throw into year 2022 in a fictional storyline exploring social issues like PrEP, refugees and marriage equality. So it's a free event. Please come down and check it out. Last year was a pretty big success, so we hope to see you there. We obviously want to mention Company of Men exhibition. Opening night is on Thursday actually, at 6:30 at Second Story Studios, 159 Sackville Street in Collingwood. It's going to be a pretty fun opening night. There'll be drinks served. If you can't make the opening night, it's open for the next 2 weeks. Go on to vac.org.au/calendar to check out some of the details. And this weekend, Carlos, do you want to mention the...
on Saturday, Tie Me Up.
Bondage Time demonstration.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of performance, I would say, combining Japanese bondage, pole dancing... and a little bit of candle wax.
I'm so jealous I don't get to be there.
So you'll have to get to Company of Men on Saturday, 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And check it out. Check out what Sado BJ from Eagle Leather is going to be doing.
I know. Sounds very sexy. And the very last one we've got is Art in Health Promotion. And it is a forum on how art can facilitate discussion on controversial topics amongst gay men. We have two of the artists who are in with us today. Rogan and Josh will also be on the panel. And it'll be a chance to meet them. And there will be drinks and nibbles provided. That is on Thursday, the 28th of January at 7 p.m. I think that is all we've got time for today. Thanks again to our guests in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Woo!
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.